The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
David Robert Grounds rejoins me as he does every week on the PK Show, because all this business of fact checking has been replaced by a system in terms of Meta, which is Facebook, Instagram and Threads, with a community notes system. You're welcome, David. What's this all about?
So just to give us some context here, beforehand, Facebook and Meta, its parent company, used to use third-party fact checkers. So this is in some way to stem or mitigate the flow of misinformation and in deliberate disinformation on the platform. Now, they've recently pivoted away from that. They have started trying to copy what Elon Musk has been doing on Twitter, or the artist formerly known as Twitter, now X, which is the idea of community notes. This is the idea that the community itself will crowdsource the fact-checking. Now, the problem with that is several-fold. The first part is that the disinformation gets out there initially before someone has a chance to stem it. And again, prevention is better than cure, but however, we're on the reactive rather than proactive end of it. The other problem is that those community notes are often not fully seen. The engineers in, for example, X can down-regulate them. When Elon Musk often puts out misinformation and it gets community notes, it requires a critical mass of people to start finding it. And ironically, they're often getting that from fact-checkers. One of the most common sources of community notes is people referencing a fact-checking organization, a third party. Now, Meta's move under Mark Zuckerberg to get rid of their fact-checking services on the platform is kind of a reflection of what's happening in American politics at the moment. The idea of unregulated free speech being a net good, which is very much what the social media empires would like you to have. It is almost certainly, and all the studies we have on this would indicate this, going to increase the flow of unreliable and very damaging. So,
it sounds to me like, so really what you're saying is it's a peer review of it. But it's a free-for-all.
It's like you could have equal
disinformation in response to things.
And there's a great kicker on this that apparently, and Zuckerberg's new model of this, if you pay for an advertisement, they won't allow it to be community noted. So you could just pay to spread disinformation. If you're Russia or China, that's an invitation.
But all this seems to be based on the notion of self-regulation, that the platforms, be it X or Facebook or whatever, will do the right thing. I mean, surely there must be a regulator in all this.
I think we've had over a decade of evidence saying that they don't do the right thing unless they're dragged kicking and screaming towards the right thing. And even then, they don't really do it very well. The idea of how we regulate social media is a massive one. Because remember, companies like Meta are bigger than the economies of certain countries. They are huge companies. What their claim is that they're a platform. They try to disavow responsibility. But remember, they profiteer off engagement. It's like the very crass analogy is if someone says they're against dogfighting but is secretly taking 10% of all the receipts on a dogfight, they kind of are supporting dogfighting. And Meta and all these platforms are either. The biggest single predictor of misinformation going viral is if it makes you angry, and that is bigger engagement. It's all about the clicks. So who regulates these social media companies? One solution has been proposed is from a European perspective, is to make them like publishers. The same as News Talk here or RTE or whoever else, if something is said in their platforms, they're ultimately responsible for it. This is again something that the Mark Zuckerbergs and Elon Musks of this world are absolutely against, but it may be something that has to be considered in the future. It's not an easy question to regulate these platforms.
But the real weakness of the community notes, surely, is people who just flood the zone. You know, they put in so many community notes in a particular direction, they're just flooding it.
They can do that, and there's some limitations. For example, when you put in a community note, there's suddenly an obligation on you to have a reliable third party to validate that. People usually go to, say, Wikipedia entries or third-party fact-checking organisations or other tweets. So you're right, you could absolutely flood it. It's not a reliable peer-reviewed system because you don't know who the peers are. It becomes, there's no quality standard for that. So it has the illusion of being a content moderation system. But in reality, if you look at the biggest spreader of misinformation possibly in the world at the moment, is Elon Musk, and he's on the platform that has this as their standard, and it doesn't work even on his platform with his tweets.
Now, whatever about politics and opinions, it's really serious when it comes to health information, infectious disease, epidemiology, and so on. Tell us about malinformation.
So malinformation, I always think, is the evil cousin of misinformation and disinformation. Just a quick recap, misinformation is accidental spreading of false news. Disinformation is deliberate. Malinformation is when you take a fact out of context to mislead people. For example, if I told you that you shouldn't breathe because oxygen is highly toxic and is very explosive, well, they're both true, but you should definitely breathe. And unfortunately, we're seeing with health information, misinformation as an umbrella term, the most common forms that are damaging to people are malinformation, taking a fact out of context. For example, harping on about harms that vaccines might do while ignoring the massive, overwhelming benefits they do.
So in summary, what you're saying is that these community notes replacing the regulatory panel they had is not fit for purpose.
It's a disaster and it'll just make things worse.
There you have it. Lecturer in TCD, David Robert Grinds, on his regular slot on information, not a fan of community notes. Okay, that's
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.